it's here and now. That is, believe it or not, the call of the Indri lemur. It comes from a new IMAX film called Island of Lemurs, Madagascar, which introduces us to the world of these tree-dwelling primates who only live in Madagascar. Joining us now in the studio are two of the people behind the film, screenwriter Drew Feldman and primatologist and professor at Stony Brook University, Dr. Patricia Wright. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, let's start where the movie does, and that is on a little tree raft millions of years ago with these lemurs that I guess we could say got lucky and ended up traveling from mainland Africa to Madagascar.
Absolutely. The sort of leading theory about how lemurs ended up in Africa was that a very small population of them rafted from mainland Africa to Madagascar about 60 million years ago.
60 million years ago. That's a lot longer ago than most mammals are old, right? Well,
yeah, they were one of the first mammals, one of the earliest mammals and the earliest primate. And, you know, what we think happened was that there was some sort of massive storm that blew a significant chunk of land out to sea. And this could have been, you know, it could have been several square kilometers. It's sort of unclear how big that was. But at the time, the currents were different, and you know, scientists believe that they could have landed in Madagascar in a matter of weeks. And these early proto-lemurs also had the ability to hibernate, a trait that some lemurs that are still around today have. And when they landed in Madagascar, they found this island that's larger than California. It's about the size of Texas or France, and there were no other mammals living in Madagascar at all. There were no other birds, and there were no predators.
There were no predators, which is very important as they evolved, Dr. Wright, into a lot of different kinds of lemurs of all shapes, sizes, and colors.
It's amazing. There's over 105 species alive today.
And tell us about some of them, because we see many of them in the film.
Right. Well, first of all, you have the smallest, which is the mouse lemur.
The mouse lemur, yes.
Absolutely. Fits in the palm of your hand. And there's many species of them, but they're the ones that also, in addition to berries and small fruits, they eat insects and frogs and live prey.
It's the only predator lemur, which is pretty interesting because it's the smallest,
but it's the meanest.
It's by far the fiercest, most badass lemur out there.
Okay, and as we go up the scale, what else do we have?
So at the top of the scale is the Indri, which is the size of a medium-sized dog. It's amazing. It can leap like it just makes me cry every time I see them make those extraordinary leaps. And then their songs. Every morning they get up and do these songs, which basically say, "Good morning, here I am. It's going to be a good day."
Actually, we've got a little bit of sound of them singing here. Let's take a listen to that. It's a symphony going on in Madagascar.
It really is, every morning.
Well, how did you become interested in lemurs, Patricia Wright? Because you have been doing this for years. You've been studying them in Madagascar.
Yes, I have. I first started when I was at the Duke Lemur Center, and I saw a lemur. Before that, I didn't know what they were. And then my mission was to go to Madagascar to find one that we thought was maybe extinct. Nobody'd seen it for a very long time. And there are 17 species of lemurs that are extinct, some of them as large as gorillas. And I wanted to see whether this one was going to join the ranks.
And you ended up actually creating a national park for lemurs in Madagascar.
That's right, because I found this species. I also found a new species to science. And then when the timber exploiters came in, I realized that I wouldn't be able to study them and find out what they do unless I protected the area where they came from.
We're speaking with Drew Feldman and Dr. Patricia Wright, and you're listening to Here and Now. And one of the big themes of this film is the threat that exists to lemurs today. Drew Feldman, tell us about that.
Sure. I mean, probably the largest threat to lemurs today is habitat loss. People came to Madagascar about 2,000 years ago from Borneo, you know, over the sea, and brought with them a culture of fire and have been practicing slash-and-burn agriculture, you know, ever since they arrived. And for a long time, you know, there was plenty of land to go around in Madagascar, but The population of Madagascar now is over 20 million people, and 90% of the forests have been burnt down. There's a very small amount of habitat that's left for the lemurs, and that's also land that's highly valued for, you know, potential farmland. So there's this sort of real problem in Madagascar now of the need for sustainable farming methods.
Well, we are left with this feeling at the end of the film that, yes, they are under threat, but now that there are these 18 national parks, maybe there's a chance, there's some hope for the lemurs.
There certainly is hope for the lemurs, and also the politics now are getting more on track, and we're hoping that we can not only protect the parks that we have, but we can also expand those parks. Right now, there's the National Park Service, but we're also hoping that we will expand that and increase the number of protected areas with the help of the communities.
I mean, when we were making this film in Madagascar, we filmed in a few national parks, but we also filmed in a lot of community reserves. And these are parts of forests that are protected and managed just by local people. And they've recognized the value of protecting these forests, you know, for tourism. And it's a much bigger, revenue generator for them than it would be exploiting it. So they're able to not only, you know, protect the lemurs there, but also increase their quality of life by doing it. And that's kind of a great model for way forward.
In the film, we follow a group of ringtail lemurs for a time. Let's listen to a little bit of a clip about them.
Ringtails live in groups of extended families. And it's easy to observe one of the things that makes all lemurs special among primates. The females are in charge. The alpha female decides where they go and what they eat.
That's such an interesting fact, by the way, Dr.
Isn't it, though? That's one of the reasons I really love to study lemurs, because females lead. They're the bosses.
How did that happen? Why did that happen?
Well, we're not sure exactly why, because we find it in almost every species.
Wow.
But it's partially perhaps chance, like many of the things having to do with Madagascar. It may be due to the scarce resources.
Drew Feldman, what do you hope people will take away from this film if they're able to see it?
Well, I mean, one thing we really want to do is just bring lemurs to people. I mean, even, you know, me and Dave Douglas and the people that made this movie, we knew of lemurs, but we didn't really know that much until we went to Madagascar and Pat started taking us around. I'd never even heard of an Indri, and I can't even imagine a cooler animal that exists. I mean, an Indri sort of looks like the Cookie Monster, except he's black and white and he moves like Spider-Man. And you've heard him sing. I mean, it's just one of the most extraordinary animals that exist. And Madagascar is full of things like that. It's like, the world that it was hundreds of years ago.
Dr. Wright, what do you hope people take away from the movie?
I hope that they learn to love lemurs as much as I do. And I hope they'll want to save them. Because in order for these animals to survive into the future, we all have to work together to make that possible.
Dr. Patricia Wright, primatologist at Stony Brook University, and Drew Feldman, the screenwriter of the new IMAX film Island of Lemurs, Madagascar, which is out now in IMAX theaters, and you can find a list of where you can see it at our website, hereandnow.org. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And at our website, we've also got a video that shows the seafalk lemur dancing along in Madagascar. It's really something.
You know, I never thought it would happen, but I think I have just fallen in love with a lemur.
Well, you can't have one as a pet because they never survive in captivity, strangely. Some of them, anyway.
Wouldn't help them survive out there.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It is Here and Now.